Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. Something that you've asserted there and that you're arguing for is that we're whole human beings from conception forward. And if someone wants to dispute that or argue it, they really don't have any scientific evidence on their side. I mean, I think it's important for us to understand that what you've asserted there is supported scientifically, really without dispute in the scientific community, that life begins at conception.
That's right. I mean, there's no doubt about that. The very beginning of each of our existences, we begin as a one-celled zygote. And that is a consequence of the germ cells from both the mother and the father. Each of those germ cells, the sperm and the ovum, cease to exist after fertilization, and you have a whole new being, and all that being does is simply develop itself. It becomes what it already is. In the same way, think about it this way. You know, I'm a college professor, so I see students who arrive on the college campus who have incomplete knowledge about things. When they develop their intellectual powers, they're only becoming what they already are. That is, they're only performing what they're ordered to by nature. And so in terms of the science is very clear. You have at the beginning an entity, a human being, that from that point forward simply develops into what it already is. What you see in terms of development is a manifestation of the nature that was there from the beginning. Those that, in fact, support abortion rights, they can't really deny that. But they do offer arguments to defend abortion, but they can't actually say that it's not a human being.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.